USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime DA George Gascon is retaliating against subordinates that supported his recall because of the out-of-control crime problem in Los Angeles County. John McKinney on Fox News says Gascon demoted him and others because of the recall support and has a stark warning.
Well, what we're seeing is Gascon 2.0. And in this latest version of George Gascon, we're going to see an even greater politicization of the DA's office. I, along with two of my colleagues, all veterans of the DA's office, were reassigned this past week, reassigned to what amounts to really entry-level positions. And that's significant because people should know I have 24 years of experience in the DA's office, and I'm the baby of this group.
Stock futures are falling again Monday morning. On Friday, U.S. stocks ended in the red with the Dow Industrials closing down 1.6% and all the major indexes posting weekly losses as inflation continues to rage. The British pound has hit its lowest level ever against the U.S. dollar and is also sharply lower against the euro. Tropical Storm Ian is expected to intensify into a hurricane on Monday and possibly into a high-end Category 4 storm as early as midweek. It will approach Florida's west coast Wednesday morning. As the group of Americans dissatisfied with the direction Washington leaders are putting America, attendees of a music festival in New York City on Saturday night booed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as she made a surprise appearance at New York City's Global Citizen Music Festival. The United States is seeing evidence that Russia is struggling in its invasion of Ukraine and has now warned Moscow that there would be catastrophic consequences if there was a use of a nuclear weapon. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Conservative leader Giorgia Meloni has claimed victory in Italy's election and is set to become the country's first female prime minister. Ms. Meloni is widely expected to form Italy's most right-wing government since World War II. Italy is the European Union's third largest economy. Speaking after the vote, Ms. Meloni said her Brothers of Italy party would govern for everyone and would not betray the people's trust. There are seven political parties in Italy. What was that streaking light across the eastern coast of the United States Saturday evening? According to SpaceX.com, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida, just after 7:32 p.m. local time. The rocket carried 52 Starlink satellites into low orbit and successfully launched all internet antennas. So what's up with Brett Favre and the state of Mississippi? Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre is still denying any wrongdoing as federal authorities probe alleged welfare fraud in Mississippi, connected to funding for sports facilities at his alma mater, Southern Miss. ABC's Elwin Lopez has an update on Favre's charity scandal.
The three-time MVP has repaid more than $1 million, but the state says he still owes more than $220,000 in interest, and a Milwaukee sports radio station has now pressed the pause button on Favre's appearances.
Thank you, Tony. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.